At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Monday, March 27th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to look toward a big night in the NHL and focus on a 7:30 p.m. showdown between the New Jersey Devils and the New York Islanders. Currently, the Devils are listed as a minus 125 road favorite with a total of 6. Now, going to this matchup, big game for playoff implications. The New Jersey Devils are 46-19-8, and they just clinched a playoff spot. They currently hold the number 2 wildcard spot in the Metro Division, and they just snapped a 2-game losing skid with a 5-3 win over the Ottawa Senators, cashing as a minus 200 home favorite. Now they'll be facing the New York Islanders, 37-28-9. They are currently holding the number 1 wildcard spot. Haven't clinched anything yet, but holding a wildcard spot, 1 point right now ahead of Pittsburgh in the number 2 wildcard spot. However, the Islanders have struggled a bit here. They've lost 3 straight games. They just fell to the Sabres, 2-0. Lose outright as a minus 170 home favorite in that one. So what have we seen across the board here? We're looking at the market. Well, it looks like some respected money laying the short number here with the New Jersey Devils. The Devils opened as a short minus 120 road favorite. We've now seen the Devils get steamed up to minus 125, minus 130 across the board. Currently, you're looking at the Devils. A couple system matches here that I would like with the Devils. One would be a road favorite off a win. If you're a road favorite coming off a win this year, you are, of course, in this spot. Off a win with some momentum, favorite you're expected to win on the road. Again, home ice maybe not as much as it's cracked up to be. 157-90, 64% with a 3% return on investment. Then an even better system, a rested road division favorite. If you're a rested road division favorite, at least 2 days between your last game, those teams are 67-34, 66% with a 7% ROI. So another good match here with the Devils. Both teams are giving up 2.7 goals per game defensively. The difference, though, is offensively, where the Devils have the better offense. They're averaging 3.5 goals a game versus 3. For the Islanders, also better power play, 21% versus 16%. Penalty kills about equal, both around 82% on the PK. But the Devils have been great on the road this year, 26-6-4, one of the best road teams in the NHL, also 32-19 as a favorite. Meanwhile, the Islanders, just 15-22 as a dog this year. Also keep an eye on the total. It's interesting. We have seen both these teams go over recently. Devils 4-2 to the over their last six, 6-3 to the over their last nine on the road, and the Islanders over 6-2 their last eight. So both have trended over recently. However, if you look at this total here, it's six across the board, but a couple shops are juiced up under, six under, minus 115. So oftentimes, you know, it takes me a lot to bet on a total in hockey. If you've never bet on a total in hockey or gone through a, you know, under 5.5, it's a 3-2 game, and a empty net goal kills you or saves you if you take an over. They can be very erratic. So to me, I only bet totals if everything aligns here. So this would be an example of a total that I wouldn't bet. Basically, both teams trending over, yet the juice is showing a little bit liability here. Under, boom, neither are on the same page. That'll be a layoff for me to the total. But you look at the Devils in this spot. Again, even though they've clinched a playoff spot, they still got to play well for seeding purposes, and we have seen the Isles struggle here a little bit. So small line move, again, quite a few system matches, some good stat category advantages here for the Devils. I'd be leaning Devils here at minus 125.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, we're going to stay in the NHL tonight. It's a big hockey night. There's six games in the NHL. NBA, there's eight games, a few games still haven't had, even had some lines come out. And then we do have a little bit of a wait here. For March Madness coming back on the 1st of April, but we do have some NIT here coming up tomorrow, which we will talk about. But anyway, back to the NHL, another game that caught my eye, Seattle and Minnesota. This is an 8 p.m. game tonight. Currently, Seattle is listed as a plus 115 dog, Minnesota a minus 130 home favorite with a total of 6. Now going to this matchup, Seattle is 40-24-8. They're the number one wild card spot. They actually just went over their season-long points total. So if you did take the Kraken over, you can release that over win total, but you will have to wait until the season's over to cash your bet. But Seattle has won two of their last three. They just beat Nashville 7-2, easily cruising as a minus 135 road favorite. Now they're going to Minnesota to play the Wild, who are 42-22-9. They currently hold the number one spot in the Central Division out west. They've won three of their last four. They just beat Chicago 3-1, winning as a big minus 350 home favorite. So what have we seen across the board here? Well, if you want to take a shot on a dog, kind of like Seattle in the spot. Minnesota opened as a minus 140 favorite. Now Minnesota's down to minus 130. You look at, on the flip side, Seattle, they went from plus 125 down to plus 115. So you're seeing some respective money grab the plus money here with Seattle. They would match here in non-division steam. So two teams, two different divisions. Take the team getting 10 cents of steam or more in their direction. Basically, follow the big money in a non-division matchup with steam. But those teams are 350 and 243, 59% with a 3% ROI. So that would match here with the Seattle Kraken. Also, you look at Seattle, they're 24-9-4 on the road. They're currently on the last game of a four-game road trip, and they're 2-1 on the trip so far. So they've played very well away from home. Also, offensively, big advantage here for the Kraken. They're averaging 3.5 goals a game versus just 3 for Minnesota. So I'm looking at the Kraken here as a nice dog with some good line movement. Also keep an eye on this total here. A little bit of a lean to the under. It's 6 under, minus 115 at a few shops. So maybe even falling to 5.5, although, again, it takes a lot to fall at least a half goal in hockey. You often see it in baseball. A little more often you'll see like a full run up or down, but it's very rare a full goal here in hockey. So maybe a half, but again, you open yourself to a buyback over 5.5. But either way, it is juiced up under a bit. We have seen two games this year. Two teams have split. It was a 4-0 Seattle win and a 1-0 Wild win. So both teams, both games went comfortably under that number. And the Wild are 40-30-3 to the under. They're one of the best under teams in the NHL. They're actually under 15-4 to the under their last 19 games at home. And Seattle is 4-2 to the under. their last six on the road. But again, in the NHL, it's a bit of a chalky sport. However, if you can pick off some dogs with some plus money, it's almost like plus money dogs in baseball. You can kind of pad yourself a little bit of positive ROI. You risk one unit on Seattle tonight, you get 1.15 units back if they're able to cash here. So I'm looking Seattle here in one of the final games of the final game of their road trip. Kind of open as a short number, lines moving in their direction. That's a pretty hard lean for me with Seattle at +115 in a big matchup against the Wild tonight at 8 o'clock.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, and again, this will be a good play here on to back Seattle, +115. I like that line moving in their favor. Jersey, -125, so we'll be riding both of those dogs in that spot. Also want to mention that Major League Baseball, the return of MLB, and March Madness, the Final Four, it's the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information. But as I was saying, I'm going to rock Seattle, +115. I like that dog move in their favor. And I'm going to rock the Devils as well, -125, again, against the Islanders team who struggled a bit. And the Devils still jockeying for that playoff positioning with a line move in their favor. Now let's go to the NBA. Let's talk some basketball now. First pro, then I'll wet your whistle a little bit for college in a second here. Give you an early sharp report for the Final Four. But to the NBA we go. I'm looking at the Bucks and the Pistons game, 7 o'clock tonight. And I'm going to take the over in this one. Give me the Bucks-Pistons over 233. Straight off the bat, this total just rose. It opened at 232. Now you're up to 233. This would be also a spot where you're looking at one of the better over teams here in the NBA. Actually, on the year, Milwaukee was a good over team for quite a bit. They've kind of tailed off now a little bit here. They're actually 39-35 to the under, so scratch that. But what I do like about this over, number one is the data. Obviously, the line moved to the over, tick up here with the steam to the over, 232 to 233. Some shops even inching up, like they might go to 233.5. But really good bet percentage play here. Only 48% of bets are on the over. But the over's taking into account 76% of the money. So that's basically telling you the public is split, leaning a little bit to the under there, 52%. Yet, you're getting big money over. That's over a +26, +27, +28% discrepancy there to the over. So low bets, higher dollars, less than half the money. Less than half the tickets, but way more than half the money. 3 out of 4 bets here, or $3 out of $4 going over. So good discrepancy to the over. Milwaukee is number 6 in terms of pace, 6th fastest team in the NBA. Detroit is number 13, so both top 15 in pace. Get up and down the court, score a bit. Also defensively, Detroit is number 28, one of the worst teams in defensive efficiency. These teams did meet back in late January. It was a 150 to 130 Bucks win. And also, you look at kind of a fishy angle here. Both teams have trended under recently. So Detroit is 5-0 to the under their last 5. Milwaukee is 3-1 to the under their last 4. So if both teams have trended under recently, then why did this line open so high for the total, 232? And also, why did it get bet up to 233, even 233.5? So anytime I see that, to me, it's just kind of a fishy angle there where I kind of want to get behind the move that doesn't make much sense. So I'm going to put some faith into the market here with a really good low bets, higher dollar bet split. Again, only 48% bets, 76% money. The total ticked up a bit. Maybe you get the Bucks putting up, 135 and the Detroit Pistons are 105, something like that. So I'm rooting for points. Give me Bucks Pistons over 233. Now to turn our attention here to March Madness, we have quite a bit of a wait here. I wish it was a little bit sooner, but hope everyone had a great weekend watching some incredible college basketball. Real quick, updated Final Four odds to cut down the nets. So we're down to, obviously, the last four. Current prices here at DraftKings, UConn is now a -125 favorite to cut down the nets and win the title here. San Diego State has the second best odds at +380. Miami is +475, and Florida Atlantic is +650. The little engine that could, Florida Atlantic. But anyway, real quick update here for these March Madness games, and obviously we'll be tracking these all week on the Market Insights pod as well and across the Visa network. But I wanted to mention Florida Atlantic. They will be playing San Diego State here. This is your 6 o'clock game on the 1st of April. But I noticed about this one is that the public is split right down the middle. They don't know who to back. You take the points with FAU. Do you lay the points with San Diego State? This game opened with San Diego State listed as a 2-point favorite. And even though the tickets are split, we've actually seen a lot of these books either stay the same at 2, but quite a few have fallen down to 1.5. So there's been some liability and movement toward Florida Atlantic here. That's notable because if you look at one good betting system, a Madness Dog, in which the line stays the same or moves in their favor. So either the line stays where it's at or it moves toward the dog, basically. Since 2017, those teams in March Madness here are 84-64 against the spread, 57%. KenPom has San Diego State winning by 1 point. So if we're getting a, you know, a 1.5 or even shop for the best line, try to find a +2. That's my play, FAU +2. Some good value there. Also, FAU, a lot of actionable or stat category advantages. FAU has the better offense, 78 points a game versus 71. If I'm on a dog, I want a dog that can either keep pace and score or backdoor cover. A better field goal shooting percentage, 47% versus 44%, and better three-point shooting, 37% versus 35% here. So I'd look lean a little bit here toward FAU. Again, stay the same, but now moving toward FAU, some good stat category advantages. Also keep an eye on the under in this one. We have seen this total fall 132.5 down to 131.5. The under is getting 43% of bets, but 66% of the money. So pretty good discrepancy there to the under. Then real quick, Miami and Connecticut. Big matchup here. We do see some movement early toward UConn. UConn opened as low as a -5 favorite. Now we've seen UConn get up to -5.5. This looks like one of those lines where it may even continue to grow here. Maybe even tick up here to -6. Some books are juiced up -5.5 up to -6. So kind of if you like UConn, you probably want to target that thing now or already. If you like Miami, you may want to wait this thing out and see if you can find a 6 here. But we do have KenPom projecting a 7-point win by UConn. He does have him ranked first in the country versus Miami 22nd. UConn's got the much better adjusted defense, 11th versus 104th. And keep an eye on the total in this one. It will open 149.5, hasn't moved at all. But we do see both of these teams top five in adjusted offense. So they do score quite a bit here, but no movement yet to the total. So again, movement toward UConn, movement toward FAU. And of course, you got to kind of treat this as a NFL week or a college football week where you have multiple days here to track it, get updates here on line movement and how the market is reacting. But as of now, again, money toward FAU, money toward Connecticut, and money toward that FAU under as we get ready. And we have to wait, bide our time, until March Madness returns with the Final Four. But that about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Monday, March 27th. But a reminder, it's a big week here. Major League Baseball returns this week. Cannot wait. Obviously, we have NHL, NBA in full swing, college basketball getting ready for March Madness. NFL Draft is going to be coming up here about a month now at this point. So much going on right now in the sports betting world. Make your life a little bit easier. Let VSiN help you out. Help you to cash some smart bets here. Sign up for our newsletter for free, VSiN.com/newsletter. Wake up to great sports betting content every single morning, letting you know what's going on at VSiN and as well in the betting market in particular. And then, of course, if you want to take that next step in your sports betting journey, become a VSiN All-Access member. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe. We have a great promo right now, only $19. Get covered for a first full month of service at VSiN. Get all the best bets sent to your email multiple times throughout the day, a live stream of all the VSiN shows, all those great DraftKings percentages so you know where the bets and dollars are at for every game, as well as all the articles beyond the paywall. And at least if you're not going to do those two things, sign up for the newsletter. That's free. But follow us on Twitter as well. Give us some support on social media. Follow us at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_Insights. But I wish you the best of luck. Hope you can kick off Monday here on a good note. Later today, I'll be back with the Market Insights pod coming back at 3 o'clock. So for more updates and line moves and some probably a couple more maybe NHL or NBA plays, keep an eye out for the Market Insights pod later today at 3 o'clock. But enjoy the sweats, everyone. Have a great Monday. And as the wise man of VSiN likes to say, hopefully you can cash some tickets because that's what it's all about. Enjoy the sweats, everyone. Have a great day.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.